You are listening to The Magic of Christmas Tree Farm by Erin Green, read by Charlie Sanderson for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Nina. Saturday the 8th of December. The Christmas trees loom overhead, dominating the morning's inky skyline, as I trudge along the farm's muddy driveway towards a busy 11-hour shift. The dawn chorus hasn't started yet. But there's nothing around at this hour, apart from a stray fox on his morning prowl as the birds prepare their opening notes. Despite the serenity, my heart feels like a lump of coal wedged behind my ribs. My torch bumps against my leg as I walk the lonely track, even though I don't use it. It's purely for emergencies, as I know the route like the back of my hand. The farm dominates the local area, providing a green and pleasant boundary to our tiny village of Baxterley. The air is thick with the fragrant smell of the Norway spruce planted each side of the dirt track. Mature trees planted decades ago resemble giants. Their outstretched branches hang low, as if greeting my early arrival to work. A flash of red catches my eye. There he is, my fat robin bouncing on a spruce bough, his head twitching and his beady eye watching me before taking flight. I say, my. He's one of many living amongst the Christmas trees, but I pretend there's only one. Mine. Welcome to the Christmas tree farm, I whisper to him as he perches on the farm gate. The farm's wooden five-barred gate bears a decorative sign overhead proudly declaring Grower of the Year Champion Tree, which we won at the British Christmas Tree Growers Association annual competition. The equivalent of a five-star accolade for any restaurant or hotel. An award my boss is eager to promote to the public. Our Christmas trees are categorised by species and cut to size. Please ask if you can't find the spruce you require. After 9 years, I don't need to practice my selling spiel, but do purely through habit. I release the metal latch and tether the gate open and enter in preparation for a busy day. It'll save someone having to run down later to unlatch it. I'm permanent all year round. There are not many of us. Boss Fielding hires and lays off a crowd of casual workers each year. Thankfully, I proved myself to be a hard worker long ago, so get to enjoy the beauty of this farm all year round. I sat my exams in June 2009, left school and a week later started work here. Who'd have thought Christmas trees needed nurturing in July? That was 9 years ago. Couldn't say how many trees I've sold in that time. An icy wind blows. The forecasters have been threatening snowfall across Warwickshire. Such a prediction is guaranteed to make my boss happy. Snowfall increases Christmas tree sales as a sunny day increases ice cream sales. Though, for us farm workers, it means working in snowdrifts and blizzards. It's one thing breaking your back to sell spruces to the general public, but another game clearing tons of snow prior to a shift to make the farm safe for public access. I continue along the rutted but lengthy track, wide enough for tractors, which can be dark and gloomy at this time of year. Yet, I'm never lonely here. How can anyone ever be lonely while surrounded by nature and her ever-changing beauty? Each season delivers its own delights. Winter is simply the pinnacle of our year. I've learnt that if my hands are busy, my mind is occupied too. That's the magic of Christmas Tree Farm. There's always a warmth and excitement which helps me to forget. A lengthy shift filled with chaotic families browsing, selecting and, sadly for some, arguing over their choice of Christmas tree is what I need. You wouldn't believe the time taken by some families to choose their tree, and we only sell four species. Blue spruce, Nordman fir, Norway spruce or a Fraser fir. Even when a type of tree is selected, some argue about the height. A teeny weeny, a standard, or the ultimate jolly green giant. Most families buy just one, so I understand their desire for perfection. Their perfect spruce can equal their perfect Christmas. Occasionally, some families purchase multiple trees. One for the lounge, another for their hallway, a tree with roots that can be planted in the front garden. We charge by the foot. So it can be an expensive purchase, and cost can be the deciding factor. At some point today, I'm bound to hear the age-old remark. Or should we leave it and dust off the plastic one from the loft?